Good morning. I call this landlord meeting to order. I'm sure you've had the opportunity to review minutes. Is there a motion? All those in favor say aye. Let's go to the first action item.
Landlord commissioners, the first action item is a Fish, Wildlife, and Parks land acquisition, Otter Island Fisheries Conservation Area. This is a couple of small parcels near Kalispell, Montana, as part of a conservation investment that Fish, Wildlife, and Parks have been making over the last several years, and there's staff to present.
Hold on just a second, let's get that microphone out.
My name is Candace Duran. I'm with the Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, and we're bringing this project to you for your consideration. In 2013, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks acquired Otter Island, which is a fisheries conservation area. It was acquired from the Salish Kootenai Tribe. And they gave it to us for no cost. And what's being proposed today is there's two little pieces, if you want to look at your map, there's two little pieces just south of Otter Island on the west side of the river that will connect Otter Island, the main area, to the Owen Sound Line on the south, which is DNRC land that's being under LUL with the Audubon. And then north, if you look, the old Still Bridge fishing access site. So it will create about 3 miles of uninterrupted, publicly accessible land. The property is, we have a purchase agreement with the landowner at below appraised value. And we would like to go forward and acquire, there's two parcels in there, both of which are being funded by the Bonneville Power Administration with their scan mitigation money. And so one is up for your approval today, the other one is small and lower value, so it's not anything that you folks have to concern yourself with. But we would like you to consider this your final approval, and are there any questions?
We'll get to questions if there are any. Thanks ever so much. Is there any public comment on the land acquisition? Is there a motion? Is there any questions or discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Great job. You handled it all. There were no questions. Let's go to the next action item.
Item 2 is a communitization agreement for Roosevelt County WOW. We have a very small portion of the tract that is being communitized.
Is there any public comment on the communitization agreement? Is there a motion? Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Next action.
Item 3 is an oil and gas lease sale conducted September 3rd. It did not include a Bakken well. These are Bighorn, Lewis and Clark, and Teton counties. Total revenue generated just over $50,000.
Is there any public comment on the oil and gas lease sale? Is there a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Let's go to the next action items.
Item 4 are two land banking parcels for preliminary approval for sale. The first one is in Fergus County Common Schools. It's a section of land where the lessee has the access and has been leasing it for some time now and has nominated for purchase. The second one is in Wheatland. There is no public access to that site. Second one is Wheatland County Common Schools land vacant parcels under approval for sale. Again, the lessee has nominated it. It is also isolated within the private property ownership. And under approval to move forward.
Is there any public comment?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, my name is Randy Knowles from Great 12th Montana. My comments are, I'd still like to see some Fish, Wildlife, and Park comments with regarding to parcels like this. I do appreciate the fact that you use the purchaser's name in Fergus County versus his corporate name. That makes life much easier. And then the Wheatland County property does have at least two creeks, maybe a third one through it. And with the whole sage-grouse thing coming up, I don't think we can stop private property owners from plowing up sage-grouse habitat, turning it into wheatland, which is highly probable with the current hay prices. So it may be up to the state of Montana to keep their eyes peeled for property that we need to protect to stay out of that federal circle. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Knowles. Any additional public comment? Is there a motion? Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Let's go to 914-5.
Item 5 is a commercial lease proposed agreement. It's the Lewis and Clark Commerce Center. This is in Gallatin County, right off the freeway. The department's excited to bring this forward. This is a subdivision that has been awaiting a lessee for a few years, and this particular lessee is working well with the department, and we recommend approval of the lease agreement.
So, any public comment? Is there a motion? Is there any discussion? Please.
I just have a quick question, if I could, regarding the lease contracts for this particular area. If you look at the map, I noticed that obviously this is right along the interstate, and it's my understanding that either the purpose of these lots is putting maybe storage units, thank you. Maybe storage units. Has there been any discussion at all about working with the lessee to put in like trees or something to kind of beautify that along by the interstate or not?
I'll turn it over.
Or could it be considered?
I asked the same question at the landlord staffers meeting because this is a prominent viewscape for Bozeman, and Bozeman in particular has been noted to make, for example, box stores put steeples on their boxes. Mr. Thomas?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Lindy, Director Sean Thomas, plus thanks, Minister of the NRC. So we're working within all of the local planning parameters that the city and county would have in the area. So we put out the lease, they have to comply with all of those particular laws and regulations. So I don't know that we've had particular discussions with this lessee for landscaping and such, but given the area, the location, and the fairly advanced requirements that those entities have on the local planning, I would assume that whatever happens here will be in compliance with that, and we would default to the local governing jurisdictions on what exactly that would be.
So we're going to leave it up to the city, you're saying?
Generally, that's the case. We have some preliminary design approval that we do on these types of projects, and I don't know if we have any information on specific landscaping requirements, but generally the local government is the one that's making that determination.
And Sean, isn't this lessee also developing office space?
Director, yes, that's correct. The proposal is for mini storages, office, and conference space. So it's a little bit of all of the above. There's mini storages just to the north there that have the photo that you have in your packet is actually
can't recall exactly what I've seen as I've driven by that, but that's been in place now for a little bit.
They now look like little ski lodges. Is there additional public comment? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? There's having a great job also maximizing the value of the trust lands for appropriate doing commercial uses. Let's go to item six.
Item six are six easements for highway construction, utilities, and a historic private access road. We recommend approval.
Is there any public comment on the easements?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, my name is Randy Knowles from Great Falls, Montana. On the Lewis and Clark easement, the historic easement, we just need to call it what it is. That's an easement to private property owned by a guy from Tennessee. It has nothing to do with farming, ranching, and maybe there's logging. The guy doesn't have enough land there, he might do some logging. But more importantly, that piece of property offers an excellent opportunity for DNRC to cut a quid pro quo deal, because that particular piece of property is surrounded on three sides by public land. And so to have an access point to get people into the National Forest Service off of this guy's property is right. So not that I couldn't tell from the map if it's a flat piece of land and it's, you know, we can just put a little parking lot there for people to go running or what, but I think it needs to be investigated. Thank you.
Is there any additional public comment? Is there a motion? Is there any discussion?
Can we get the director to speak to the comments made by the
Yeah, sure. For one, this is a statute passed by the legislature that is, if an existing road has been in use prior to 1997, lessee or owner on the other side of that road has the right to come in and prove up their easement. What the situation is now is that road is in trespass across state lands. This private landowner is bringing that road into compliance under the historic road easement. That's the purpose of the statute. That's the way we looked at the road. We have not, and there's nothing in the statute that would indicate that we should be leveraging that for public access under that provision.
Additional questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Now we come to the point in the meeting for public comment for items that were not otherwise on the agenda. Is there any public comment?
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, first of all, Mr. Governor, I want to ask you to thank your family for me. I kind of track your schedule through the media, and it's exhausting. And I appreciate your service. Yesterday in the Great Falls Tribune, this is the cover sheet, and they talk about Crooked Creek in there, and DNRC owns the last five sections of land before Crooked Creek dumps into the Missouri River. They talk as if we can just go in there and go running, and that is not the case. So I don't care what designation they put on the property and we don't have access. It's like owning the Mona Lisa and keeping it in a closet. However, we had some free marketing last month. I know when I say we, I say the state of Montana. The American Hunter magazine had a couple of articles in it. And I'll quote, I don't think 19th century authors had upheld words in mind when they advised young men to go west, but I do. To sample the West because you own land out there. Much of the best Western bird habitat is public land, wide open to hunting. There are millions of acres just waiting for you. Well, they're waiting, but you can't get to them. And to sucker people into coming to the state of Montana thinking that because they see blue and yellow line sections of land on a map, it's contrary. And with today's media, it's so easy to post stuff on Facebook, and that negative stuff just flies around. Also, in the American Hunter magazine for September, according to a seven-year study recently released by the Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks at Montana State University, Montana is heavily in these magazines for our hunting and fishing, and we need to be a little bit more proactive. However, this article talks about what kind of habitat elk and deer like to live on, and it talks about slopes, but then it says for bedding, elk like flat paths to keep the roly-poly frames from rolling down the hill. And I can attest to that. And the reason I mention that is when we talk about logging, old logging roads are a very good thing to have for elk habitat. They love to lay on those nice flat logging roads, as I like to enjoy walking on what I'm looking for. Then in the September Field and Stream magazine, a young lady shows this picture of a pronghorn buck, and she says, this running pronghorn dashed across the public prairie lands, just outside Lewistown, Montana. But I can tell you that my camera can reach across private land to take a picture of an antelope on public land, and I've got a lot of those pictures. But again, she makes it sound like it's public land, she's standing on it, and it's easy to get to. Just not true. Then again, in a separate article in the American Hunter magazine, this article is written by a lady. She's a bow hunter. She's hunting for elk. She did not hunt in Montana. She hunted in Colorado and in Wyoming. In Colorado, she paid $586 for her tag, and she hunted about 4 days. The season closed. Colorado's got a real short season. She went up to Wyoming because she was still trying to harvest her bow. She paid another $621 for that elk tag, and she was also unsuccessful that year. But doing a little more research, Montana has a reputation of having the most complicated licensing. And I know that's up for review, and we need to make it simpler. I challenged Mark Roscoe, and I challenge you, Steve, to tell me what the limit is on any species of fish in the lake or on the Missouri River from the last dam down to Great Falls. What's the limit? It's very complicated. And we need to keep it simple.
Carp is unlimited.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Carp and suckers. Yeah. So then the last item is this is a map of the Sun River Game Range. And in that BLM article that I was in yesterday's Tribune, they talked about that being some of the last kind of original habitat. And what I learned by going to this field day on the Sun River Game Range is the range expert that was there for the Fish and Game Department thought that that has some original land there, or most of it is. But the important part is the black line is the Sun River Game Range, and the red line is where the elk like to live. And there's 2 points. Number one is we're about 15 sections short of owning all the land that we need if we're going to properly hunt and harvest those animals or reduce the amount of friction between private owners and the elk herd. The other point is that when I'm out chasing elk, that's how much room I need. And so one of the problems with managing the elk herds and the antelope herds in Montana is they don't care where Farmer Jones lets me hunt, Farmer Williams doesn't. And they quick learn where those places are. and to create access so that we can chase them. I figure for antelope in south of Great Falls, I need about 30,000 acres to pursue an antelope and finally get in a position where I harvest one. Elk is probably about the same thing. Deer are easier. They don't have the huge range, but elk are the problem in Montana right now. All the herds are over the quotas, and we just need to work really hard on access. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any additional public comment? Is there a motion to adjourn? Is there a second? All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Meeting's adjourned. Thanks so much. Thank you.